Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, JoJo White. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rudy York. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eldon Auker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Eldon Auker. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The third baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball four. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel strikes out. There goes White. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer strikes out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Pitlock and he is safe. White steals third. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes takes first base on ball four. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hughes moves to third. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hughes scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards third. York fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin takes first base on ball four. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets takes first base on ball four. Goslin moves to second. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campbell moves to second. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets fires to first and picks off Hale. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock strikes out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel hits a pop-up towards third. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. York fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Rogel fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry misplays the ball. That's an error on Larry. Greenberg moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York bunts towards the mound. Feller fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Feller. Greenberg scores. Goslin moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Tigers, 1, Indians, 1. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goslin scores. York goes all the way around to score. Fox moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-1, Tigers. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tebbets hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0-for-1 in the game. Auker hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 1 in the game. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops it up and throws to first, with Ocker covering, for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Hale reaches second base with a double. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pitlock hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mel Harder now pitching. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Greenberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gehringer moves to second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Goslin hits a pop-up, foul, for a double play. Gehringer moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harder moves to second. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hughes moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trosky for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York strikes out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Tebbets strikes out. Two outs. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0-for-2 in the game. Auker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-2 in the game. Soltis hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-2 in the game. Pitlock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hale moves to third. Billy Sullivan pinch hits for Mel Harder. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Pitlock moves to second. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hebbing now pitching. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, White hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-3 in the game. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Gehringer hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Goslin hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hughes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hughes moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Trosky bunts towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to first for the out. Hughes moves to third. Averill moves to second. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-3 in the game. Soltis is hit by the pitch. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg fields it and throws to second for the out. Hughes scores. Averill moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, Tigers. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tebbutt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.